This is Water Talkins reporting from a second wave of LCVPs, or landing craft for vehicle and personnels, heading for the Utah beachfront as I speak. I hear gunfire in the distance, consisting of possible assorted rifles and machine guns, in which I do not know who is firing them. Hopefully, I believe, it is our side. The captain of the LCVP that is escorting me to the beach has asked me to whisper or stop talking altogether. I know what he fears, as well as the men on this boat do. Not only them have fear, I also fear what will happen when we hit that beach. The boat is getting closer to the beach now, and our fellow soldiers are praying. As we get ready to land on the beach, I ask you, Americans, to keep me and the soldiers here in your thoughts and in your hearts. The boat is at the beach, and currently, we're being shot at. The sound is like nothing I've ever heard. Truly a noise to scare a grown man. Many of our men falling to the ground dead. Some men jumping over the side of the boat in hopes they will not die in the water. I am crouching here in the back in hopes that I, myself, won't be shot and killed out here in this wartime. Our men have stormed the beach now and have been making good progress up those cliffs. The sound from the machine guns still rings in my ears from that initial attack. It seems the number of Germans are decreasing, with more and more resistance coming from our troops firing back. After hiding here for hours, the gunfire has died down, for the most part. I see so many dead on the ground, all of them, our own. Blood is all over the place, spewing out of the bodies. It smells horrible. The water, the pure water, has turned bright red itself, splashing onto the beach. At this time, planes were appearing, flying over the beaches like a swarm of birds. They've flown away for now, I hope. But they've circled back. Incoming!